January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Is anybody else having a hard time keeping track of what day it is?
It is Wednesday.
Yes. This week has been 3 days and 11 years long.
I think it's the daylight savings time thing, man. It's got me wonky. I can't get words out this week.
It's I think it's three things, because somebody posted this meme and I couldn't agree with it more, but they said, whoever put Halloween, daylight savings time, and the election all within the same week needs to be talked to. but here's the thing. We get all of it out of the way.
Yeah.
Now we can just play Christmas music and burn our pumpkin candles and get festive lattes.
Yes, everything's great now.
Just if you stay off the internet, you can live in ignorant bliss. All right, so somebody did ask the internet. I went and I visited, even though I didn't want to. What trend died so fast that you can hardly call it a trend? So we're going to take a little trip down memory lane, and if there's any that you want to throw out there, please do. Burt Show fam, 1-855-BIRT-SHOW, 855-237-8746.
And you have to confess if you gave into this trend while it was occurring.
All right, so I'm going to go through this list that has been compiled of some of these trends that you can hardly call a trend because they were such like a flash in the pan. So I don't know if you all remember, but I remember this one. For the record, did not participate because I thought it was stupid. Back in the 90s when kids were walking around with pacifiers in their mouths and hanging around their necks.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember the pacifier trend?
I do.
So weird. Wait, just sucking on pacifiers.
You know, at the age of two, it was normal for me. Back in the 90s.
You were so ahead of that curve.
So, you know, I pulled off the trend really well.
Yeah, at one point I was really into that.
Flash mobs.
Those are so annoying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like such 2010s core. Like flash mobs and Bruno Mars just go hand in hand so well.
Every now and then you see one like pop up now and you're like, come on, man, you're so late on that.
Yeah. It's over.
We're better than that. Gangnam Style by Psy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're always going to have one hit wonders, but this one, it seems to have completely disappeared. You don't hear it anymore.
You don't, but every now and then when it comes on, it's still a bop.
Do you remember the dance?
Isn't it like this? Whoop, like the lasso thing?
Whoop. I don't.
Yep.
This was so hot when I was in middle school and high school. Anything from Spencer's.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Spencer store?
I love that place.
And so when we used to go to the mall, so I was like 14. My best friend and I, Amanda, would always go over to Fayette Mall and just like walk the mall for like hours on end. And you would always go into Spencer's and you'd always go to the back corner because that's where they hid everything with profanity.
Oh, right. The spicy stuff.
There was also, I'll never forget this, what looked like the... it was just kind of a round, clear globe, and you put your hand on it, and the electricity would follow your hand.
Oh, yeah. Was that at Spencer's or is that at the National Geographic store?
That was Spencer's for me, man.
Was it?
Both.
Yeah.
Both, yes. It's the one crossover toy between Spencer's and National Geographic.
Also, Brookstone stores where you would sit in the massage chair. Man. Ooh.
Yep.
All right. So again, trends that seem to have died and have never come back. Wearing our clothes backwards a la crisscross.
That was very, very fast.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that didn't last that long.
Did you do it?
No, I never did.
You didn't participate
I never did that one.
I never did that one either.
It's uncomfortable. I tried it.
Yeah.
It's super uncomfortable.
I might have done it accidentally coming in here one morning.
Y'all remember when we did planking and that was such a huge thing?
Yes.
Okay, and then also on this list is T-bowing, but I don't even remember what T-bowing was.
You don't know what T-bowing is?
I know it was a thing, but I don't remember like what was T-bowing.
T-bowing is he used to do this thing where he'd be at the end zone and he'd get on one knee and then put his fist to his forehead.
Oh yeah.
And that was like praying. A thing that he did. Yeah, he's like praying. So, you know, if you're a Florida fan, you gotta instead of planking, you gotta T-bow.
Again, these are trends that were like so fast that you can hardly call it a trend or definitely not around anymore. The Live Strong bracelet.
Oh yeah.
Yes. And then
I wore one of those.
I wore one.
I did. I participated in that one.
I did too.
I don't think I did.
The thing to do in school was that, yes, you had your Livestrong bracelet, but then you had to have like 18 others. Mm-hmm. So it got to be such a problem that our school banned us from wearing Livestrong bracelets. But so I just have like this collection of like 15 rubber bands just sitting in my closet.
And then whatever NFTs were.
Yeah.
That seems so huge. And then all of a sudden just poof, gone. And like Bieber was spending millions of dollars on like a random NFT.
But I don't know. Is there still an industry for that? Are they still making those and selling them? And
I
never figured out how that worked.
And then the most recent one, whatever, very mindful, very demure, very cutesy was.
And
is
yet
that
we
done?
No, I feel like people kind of say it, but like that, I felt like was more popular than Hawk Tua Girl, and Hawk Tua Girl is still Talk Tua.
Yes.
Yeah, she has her, like, and her podcast does really, really,
really well.
It was above ours on the charts. She's like crushing with that podcast.
We spend all this time coming up with content, posting all the content on the podcast, and Hawk Tua is beating us.
Yeah, all you got to do is spit on that thing.
That's a different website, I think.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.